Introduction. Girl Who Loved Her Horses. Girl Who Loved Her Horses was produced by Theatre Direct Canada and premiered at the Theatre Centre in Toronto in April 1995 with the following cast: Danielle, Michelle Thrush; Ralph, Warren Arcan; William, Herbie Barnes; Shelley, Carol Greyeyes; the horse, Levi Angoni. Directed by Richard Greenblatt. Set design by Julie Fox. Costume design by Stephanie Tigelios. Lighting design by Jim Plaxton. Original music by Marsha Coffey. Movement by Denise Fujiwara. Cast: Danielle, a small, shy, timid 10-year-old girl. Ralph, a sensitive 11-year-old boy. William, a rough, artistic 11-year-old boy. Shelley, an older, practical sister of Ralph's. The horse, the personification of Danielle's dream. Although the play begins and ends with the main characters in adulthood, it primarily depicts them remembering themselves as children. Setting: the play begins and ends in a rundown part of the city, a gritty urban environment. The middle section of the play takes place on a native reservation, approximately 3 hours from the city. Here it is Toronto, but it could be any city. Time, now, and then. Production notes. Girl Who Loved Her Horses is a difficult play to stage. I remember thinking when I wrote it, I have no idea how they are going to do this, but that's what they get paid the big bucks for. First, the play's timeline shifts back and forth between the past and the present, between the childhood and adult lives of the characters. Second, it incorporates elements of dance. I imagine that the horse is dancing any time Danielle draws it out of the wall. This is how the Theatre Direct Canada staged the play. Dance is the horse's mode of expression, and if done well, brings a truly beautiful element to the story. Third, numerous settings are required, including multiple interior and exterior environments. The set design must necessarily be very versatile. The play does not have a definitive ending. I have left it up to the audience to decide what happened to poor Danielle. One day I hope to find this out for myself.